Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, one of my favorite people in the whole world, and not just because she brought me a fresh, hot muffin right from the oven, is Phyllis Robertson. She's my favorite person because several times a year, they have the Quincy Symphony Chorus that does a wonderful concert, and guess what? It's this Saturday, November 16th at 2:30 at Salem Church. Thank you for the 2:30 start time. I'll get home before dark. You know how I struggle driving at night. But, you know, you actually, you have sold out Salem Church in the past. So I'm encouraging folks to get a ticket and get there early and get a good seat. And don't be a seat hog. Like, you know, don't leave a space between you and the next guy. You know, go in and fill up in an orderly fashion.
Hang your coat up so the coat's not taking a chair.
Have your space because it's a church pew. You know, it's not like you're assigned a seat. But have your space, but don't take up more than what you need, because we're going to need every seat for Music with Meaning concert this Saturday, 2:30 at Salem Church. $18 for adults, $15 for seniors. I'm so glad I'm old. I get a discount. And 18 and younger are always free. You can get your tickets in advance at Hy-Vee or Sturhan Jewelers or at the Quincy Symphony office or at qcoa.org. Welcome, Phyllis Robertson.
Thank you, Mary.
So glad to have you. First of all, I have to mention, Phyllis looks stunning today, and she's wearing some of my favorite jewelry. Did you get that in Aspen, Colorado? Those are gold aspen leaves, aren't they?
Yes, they are. But I have an uncle that used to be a gentleman that worked with, you know,
the goldsmithing,
and
beautiful.
So this was a gift from he.
It is so fabulous how they do that. They take a real aspen leaf, and the leaf eventually fades away, but what is left is the gold making the outline. So she has on her necklace and her earrings today. Very, very lovely.
Thank you.
Let's get right to this great concert. Of course, Beethoven's 200th anniversary of Ode to Joy. Everybody knows Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Nobody knows the lyrics because really they've been made up in so many different ways. Everybody has their own version, I guess, of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Why that one, and why Music with Meaning? So let's just start right there. I mean, how can you get more meaningful than Ode to Joy?
Well, Ode to Joy was written for the Ninth Symphony by Beethoven in 200 years ago, 1824. Mm-hmm. And so the words of it were changed to what Joyful, Joyful in 1907 by a poet named Van Dyck. And so this year, I just decided to do a 200th anniversary celebration, and so we're of him on this song, of Beethoven's song, and we're having the Salem Bell Choirs accompanying us, and piano, and it's just, the audience even gets to come along. We're going to let the audience sing with us on the first verse.
Oh my gosh.
Because
great.
So it'll be a nice big full sound in Salem, which is a nice big cathedral to do it in. And so the reason I picked Words with Meaning is the main piece we have is called Visions, and it was written in 2021 and first performed in 22. And it is words that have special meaning about let's live together, let's work together, let's have peace and prosperity, and try to make life work a little better than what we've, you know, the world's turning to now. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting piece because it just has one snare drum, one violin, and one trumpet, and the piano accompanying us. And it really brings out the meanings of the words that way because you can hear them all very well. But it also has poetry that goes along with it. So I have five readers that come out, and Becky plays underneath all the readers as they relate a poem that leads into a different poem or different words with more special meaning that we sing. And then another reader, and the same thing. So it's very meaningful. So
I love that. Equality, justice, freedom, and all the themes of vision unfolding. Just written in 2021, so you've got a 200-year-old piece, and you've got a piece that's just 2 years old, basically,
right.
2 or 3 years old. And I think the thing about music, they call it the universal language because, again, we've just been through a tumultuous election, and whether, you know, you're the winner or the loser. And I hate to put it in those terms because those who are buoyed by the result are have a new resolve to go even farther and try even harder to get that agenda pursued. And those who are on maybe we'll call the losing end of this fight It's not over for them. They have to still try to seek the things that they want to have happen, but to do it in harmony.
Yes.
You know, everybody has a vision and an idea, and it all starts right there with your own person and your own home and your own neighborhood and your own community. And really, if we start small and do these things in our personal lives, the whole world can change. And that's what this concert's all about.
Harmony is a big part of getting along with everybody and not voicing everybody's opinion and trying to force it on the other.
I think. We've all got an opinion, and we've all got a lot of other things, too. In addition to some of those themes, we are, you know, going to honor our veterans. The 80th anniversary of D-Day just occurred. And, you know, there's, you know, as tragic as World War II was, and of course it was tragic, the turning point was D-Day. And as awful as that day was, it was the beginning of the victory. And up until then, things looked a little glum. And then after that, the dawn started coming up over the horizon. And you've got a really fun song. When people think of this song, they don't think about combat at all, really, do they? They think about the USO tour, mostly.
Right. We're doing the Andrews Sisters version of Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, but we have five singers to do it, and five women out of the group, and a trumpet, of course.
And a pianist. You surely can't do it without a trumpet.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun beginning of our second half, and so it's always fun to do, and they're just really loving doing it, and so we're walking in on that second half on Boogie. So
That sounds fantastic. So Joyful, Joyful, We Adore the Ode to Joy, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, A Vision Unfolding, and then also some other great favorites where the lyrics make all the difference because it's a song. We love the symphony. We love when they play. But this is about the vocal part of the symphony chorus. The symphony also has a vocal component, the chorus. One of my favorites, How Can I Keep from Singing. That is the joyfulness that comes. There's a kind of a joyful theme in all of this, really.
A hopeful theme.
A hopeful theme.
I'm also doing one called The Great Spirit of Love. And to me, it feels Native American Indian. You know, the great spirit of love can unite us all. And when you hear his presence in you, that it will spread. And so the other, we're doing, of course, some Shakespeare verbiage set by Emmalou Deemer, three of them that are set by Emmalou Deemer and one that's set by John Rutter. And they all have different, you know, the themes of, you know, let's do this, the spirit, let's be happy and get along. So we're doing those four together as a Shakespeare homage.
Okay.
So that's kind of fun. And then the I am but a small voice in all this. We all are small voices in trying to get along, but if we work together, we can make a lot of difference.
That's true. Many small voices lifted together
make one
big mighty voice. I was just at second grade yesterday, and yes, some very, very soft-spoken second graders, if there's 22 of them getting your attention, they definitely can do that. The music with meaning, very important to you. I know that you take a lot of time curating this. You take a lot of time deciding about music. You take a lot of time thinking about your audience and what they haven't heard and what you'd like them to hear. Your repertoire is so large. Talk a little bit about how the Quincy Symphony Chorus operates. When do you rehearse? How big are your rehearsals? Are there people who just do one of the shows a year and not both of them? You know, how does this all work mechanically?
Well, the music that I chose this year is a lot of it is, this is my 35th year of conducting this group. And so this, a lot of these pieces are things that I've done, you know, at the very beginning or in the middle of these 35 years. Some of the people have been with me that long and they go, oh, I remember doing this piece, et cetera. So it's, you audition, I start picking lit, like May, June, it takes a long time. One time I clocked it, and it was 62 hours to pick lit for all three concerts that we do. So you have to listen, you have to look, see what you have, because I can't buy all new lit for every concert.
Right.
Very expensive. They've gone up to like one octavo, which is the smaller pieces of music that you hand out to the chorus, is now $3.50. And you buy 60 of them, woohoo, it doesn't take long for your budget to go bye-bye.
Especially when you're only charging $18 to get into the whole concert. That doesn't even pay for the music,
Yeah, and so you rent, you can buy music from places or borrow them from other choruses around the country. We borrow from Ojai, California a lot. Anyway, so then we audition, picking, you know, voices that are going to blend with what we've got. And we only have 10 rehearsals, and that's only 20 hours, 20, 25 hours worth of time. We meet on Monday nights from 7 to 9:15. We have three concerts a year. This year we are fall. Then we're doing a piece that I get to conduct with the orchestra, a musicological journey through the 12 days of Christmas. So each day of those things sounds like a different composer. Like one of them sounds like Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. Mm. One sounds Wagnerian. One sounds Brahms. One sounds Sousa. Each of the days has a different journey through the course of it. The first one is Gregorian chant. But so we get together from that, and then it's, I'm so proud of them and how well they do, and they spend time on their own to get the music up and running, because a lot of it's tough for some, and we also try to have everything. YouTube's got bajillions of pieces you can listen to, so we find music.
That's
that
how
they can
I have
hear.
To learn, because I'm terrible at, you know, I can only plunk on the piano, and I'm not great at reading music, but if I hear it, I can mimic it.
Sure.
That's terrible. That's just the sign of a lazy singer, as my music teacher would say. But, you know, that we do have a lot more teaching aids than we ever did. Folks, get your tickets now. We talked a little bit about your venue. Salem Church is so perfect. 9th and State. It is a cathedral. I mean, it's built for acoustic singing. It is gorgeous. My Uncle Bob played the organ there for years and years. That was decades ago. But I remember sitting in that church and watching him play that organ, and just, you know, the sound was incredible. The sound there is incredible. So whether you sit upstairs or whether you sit downstairs, everybody get there and get in place. And, you know, even little kids can come to the concert. Just pick a seat in the back so that if they get wiggly, you can take them outside and let them play on the front steps and run up and down a few steps and then bring them back in, you know?
Yes.
It's something for everybody. This really is a concert that spans all generations.
Yes, and that what you said about the children, we do tape everything, and so we try to, you know, it would be nice to make sure you have a cough drop in hand and don't unwrap it. Have it unwrapped.
People
you know?
Who are deaf, don't sit by the microphones and go, Harvey, this is the one you like coming up. Yeah. But wherever you sit, it'll be fantastic. It's 2:30 Saturday afternoon at Salem Church, 9th and State. Tickets are available at the door, of course. $18 for adults, $15 for seniors, 62 and older. Free for everyone, 18 and younger. You can also get your tickets in advance at Hy-Vee, Sturhan Jewelers, and at the Symphony office and online. You have in the past had to turn people away. This is not really a Christmas concert. There's not much Christmassy music, although some of it is played around Christmas time. But it's not a Christmas concert. It's a music with meaning concert. Did you get any blowback for not having a Christmas concert?
Well, we do. Bruce and I share. So this year I'm fall. Then we do always a piece that we share with the orchestra. So this happens to be we share with Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then we do our Pops concert in March, which this year is going to be new Broadway things. And so next year I'll be all Christmas. And then we do a Pops concert. And then we share with the orchestra. Like last year we did Carmina in April. There's a Christmas concert every year. It's just not always chorus.
But
we
course,
do
right.
something with the orchestra in that Christmas concert. So
okay. Well, thank you very much to Phyllis Robertson, her 35th year conducting the Quincy Symphony Chorus. Hopefully she'll wear the beautiful Aspen jewelry again with the necklace and the earrings. If you see her out and about today, make sure you look closely. Don't stare at her. Introduce yourself first and say, hi, I heard about your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful jewelry. And thank you very much for my muffin.
You're welcome.
My doctor's telling me I'm just not putting on enough weight fast enough. And so thank you very much for helping in that quest. We're heading up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. This report is brought to you by Bayer. Is here relaying his Taylor Swift concert experiences to me. So you never know who you're going to see at a Taylor Swift concert. Maybe Aaron will be sitting next to you if you go see Taylorville at the Oakley Lindsay Civic Center. But she's coming after deer season. So you'll be able to go if you want to, Aaron, because we're here today to talk about the Brown County Deer Classic, Saturday, November 16th at St. Mary's School in Mount Sterling. This is great. You've got your little mascot there, Booner, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and I know what a Booner is now. I've been edumacated all about that. What is the Brown County Deer Classic?
The Brown County Deer Classic, Marion, first, thanks for having me today. And it is the largest fundraiser of the year for St. Mary's School.
Get right on that microphone. Yeah.
I'm right there. There we go.
Do this. Move it so that you're looking. There you go.
Largest fundraiser of the year for St. Mary's School in Mount Sterling. And we're in our 34th year. It is an amazing gathering of sportsmen and women. We'll have about 500 people there that will feed in about 15 minutes. We will raise a lot of money for the school, which continues to grow every year under the leadership of Melissa Obert. We're very blessed to have so much support. We will give away up to 110 firearms that night, bows, Polaris Rangers, diamond necklaces, on and on. It's crazy and fun. We'll have a huge wall of deer mounts from the area.
Yeah, so people can say, hey, I could get one like this.
Exactly. And it is, it's become a tourist destination as well. There are a lot of folks that come in from, it might be Peoria that they come from, or it could be Pennsylvania. They've planned their hunting trip around the Brown County Deer Classic so they can attend.
I've been trying to get my cousin to come out here from Pennsylvania. He hunts deer out at his camp in Pennsylvania. I mean, those little things that look like a Labrador Retriever. That's what they call a deer out there.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I said, you know, come on, get out where there's really something.
We're so blessed to have local support, and we've had that historically. And then also, again, people kind of planning their entire trip around the Deer Classic, but it really is about the school, it's about the young people, and it's about generating funds to help those efforts continue every year.
It is almost impossible to think about a small town like Mount Sterling, because a private Catholic school, now you don't have to be Catholic to attend there, but you know, I mean, obviously that would be a calling card. So you've got a very small population. You've got an even smaller population who are Catholic, and yet you have a private school that is thriving. But part of the reason it's thriving is because nobody could probably afford tuition if you just had to pay for it out of your own pocket. But by having this huge fundraiser, which takes two things we love, kids and hunting, and puts them together for St. Mary's School, it is a win-win beyond all wins, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you'll see some of those young people helping. As part of the event, my daughter Sydney and a lot of her friends have an active role in the event, so we'll be happy for you to see them. And as you mentioned, it helps the school go. We're in our 34th year. This thing started, Mary, as a chili supper. Three guys standing over the hood of a pickup, building fence one day, said, hey, what could we do to help the school? And that's how it started. Those three guys, Glenn and Alan Cook and John Boylan, still actively involved in this thing. A committee of people that support us, that make things happen, do a lot of things behind the scene. That's just really incredible. And, you know, we look at the other community support from Quincy Farm and Home Supply, Quincy Mac, the Krupps family are presenting sponsors. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's absolutely amazing. And yes, Sturhan Jewelers back this year with a very lovely diamond necklace, cross-country trailer sales with a trailer that we'll give away. And I would be in a bad situation if I didn't mention the fact that we're giving away a full-size Ranger this year. And Reinsurance and B&N Trucking bringing that to us. And that's causing some excitement.
I should say it's got a retail value of $15,499. If you're playing the Price is Right, now you know what a Polaris Ranger goes for. Seat 6 looks great, camo decked out. And how do you get that? Is that a raffle item?
That's a raffle item. And yes, all of these things are either donated by contributors like the Cook family, who have contributed a very amazing Springfield 1911 that has hand-carved grips. That's going to be another very special giveaway that's part of the event. And I think it's okay to mention we're not promoting, but an amazing bourbon raffle as well that'll take place. And people can buy packages. They can get in the door. It's $50. They can buy a $250 package or a $500 premium package. And the prizes that we give away, Mary, they're no slouch.
Oh, no.
If you're in this premium package, you have a 1 in 5 chance of winning a firearm that's valued $600 or more. One in five. And the more packages we sell, the more guns we add. We have up to 110 that we're going to give away, and Mary, I hope we give away every one of them, because if we do, wow.
You'll make a lot of money.
What have we done
the
for the
more
school?
You give
absolutely.
Away, absolutely. St. Mary's School is benefiting from this, a Polaris Ranger, a diamond necklace from Sturhan Jewelers, so the guys can say, honey, it's not just deer hunting.
I
Look
did it
what
for
I
you.
Did for you,
yes.
Right. Farm and Home Supply, the Krupps family, great family, Quincy Mack Truck, the gun raffle, that always gets people excited, the Springfield 1911 pistol, off-road e-bike, a two-wheel e-bike. I love it. The premium box blind. I love that.
Oh, it is premium, Mary. It is premium. Hey, and you know what? We don't want people to miss our auction, our online auction
yeah.
that's taking place now
you
at Webster
people,
Auctioneers.
You have people that have watch parties for
yes.
the Brown County Deer Classic. It started during COVID, but actually, it was probably one of the best things that could have happened to you, because now people in California take part in this every year, even if they can't get back to Mount Sterling.
Absolutely. We have people watching in England. If they can't be there, you can still participate.
They're
That's the greatest
thing.
Over
in England.
Yeah,
they're stalking.
Right. BCDeerClassic.com. You can go there. You can get signed up for 99% of the things that we're giving away. And you don't have to be present to win these items. But you can watch us live. We'll have a live broadcast of this thing, and you are so right, because what that live broadcast forced us to do was spread our wings and redo the way we're doing things, and it has made a huge difference for the school.
This has been, you know, a lot of people think, well, those hillbillies up there in Mount Sterling, you guys have taken technology, and you're especially expert at this. This is the great thing about technology being the equalizer. People can have, Hollywood-style production value in Mount Sterling, Illinois, at a school gym. It's amazing what you're able to do. And again, everybody can be part of this. You don't even have to really be a hunter, although hunters, of course, flock to this because much of the stuff is tailored for them. But, you know, there's a lot of things that are on the auction block that you don't have to be a hunting enthusiast to enjoy. So there is something for everybody.
Real, you're absolutely right. Most of the items that are on our auction, be it the live auction at the event or our online auction at WebsterAuctioneers.com, are items from Brown County. They have some connection to Brown County, making them very unique, very much part of the decor you want to have at a deer camp or your home. They're very exciting. Our committee has done a great job. We're excited to have Faith Through Hope Ministries helping us with the broadcast. You mentioned the high-end Austin Boylan, who oversees our broadcast, works for NBC, travels the country, does NASCAR, does all types of sporting events. So you're absolutely right. We are blessed to have that type of talent managing our broadcast. You don't get that everywhere.
No, you don't. This has really grown into something, and I give Aaron Cassing and a lot of the people credit for it, because you have taken this from something small. I mean, every school has a fundraiser, let's face it. You know, Friday night, Notre Dame's having a fundraiser, and they have a great one, and they've done the same thing every year, but people aren't watching that broadcast from California and England, you know? So you've managed to really bump this up a notch and bring it so much past what the population center is. Can you maintain this? Is it just going to continue to grow, and why? Why are people so interested in the Brown County Deer Classic? Obviously, it's the deer mecca. I mean, this western part of Illinois, if you want to get a big rack deer, this is it, baby.
I think there are two major reasons. One is because we are the home of MMW TBDs, mature monster whitetail buck deers. That brings people to this event. But Mary, the number one reason is the cause. It's the young people, it's the school, it's the heritage. We're in our 160th year at the school,
mm-hmm.
and it grows, and people understand the value of that faith-based education, and they want to support it. They feel good about contributing to this, and they know they're going to have fun. What a great combination. So that's why this thing won't just maintain. It will continue to grow. And all of us that are part of this are very proud of that fact.
Okay. It is at St. Mary's School. It is Saturday night. The pregame is at 5:30. The kickoff at 6. Obviously, you probably have a meal and all that kind of stuff that's served. Yeah,
amazing
of course.
Meal. Yeah, we'll serve 500 people in 15 minutes.
500 people in 15 minutes. Okay, I've been to a place like that that we did. I said, there's no way they're going to get. We had 1,000 people there, and we were all it was amazing the way they did that. But how can we get tickets? Because is it sold out? There's always a capacity. That's your problem. That's why this televised thing is so great. Are we at capacity? Could I get a ticket and go there in person, or is that done?
Go to bcdeerclassic.com. You can get your ticket there, or you can go to Cassing Lumber Company in Mount Sterling. What we have told people in the past, it is general seating, general admission. So get there early, get a seat. I had somebody call me as we were opening the doors last year. He said, can we still get a seat? I said, I have no idea, but come anyway. He said, we're an hour out. I said, go ahead and get here. You'll have a ball. They sat on the sides, on the bleachers, or somewhere. But they had the time of their life.
By that time, the first group has gotten up from the dinner table and are looking at the big trophies. Go grab them.
Pretty much, or going out to the game tent or doing something. You know, there's a whole game tent, Mary. We have all kinds of activities.
It is going to be a blast. To get your tickets, go to bcdeerclassic.com. It is the Brown County Deer Classic. It's been going on now for over 3 decades. It gets bigger and bigger every year. We're going to take a break when we come back. Aaron Cassing is just a bundle of enthusiasm, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. And again, even if you can't be there in person, you can participate online. So please, please check out bcdeerclassic.com. We'll be right back. We are back. Aaron Cassing is here. Just a few more moments. I think a lot of people have actually heard of the Brown County Deer Classic. It's kind of got a cult following. There is a walkthrough Friday night, November 15th from 4 to 7. Does that cost anything to get into? Okay. So go to the walkthrough if you want, if you're going to be up in that area. Just seeing the trophies that you bring out. Now, you talk about a booner. What qualifies a deer, a buck, to be a booner?
Well, you're going
so many points, right?
Yes. Well, you're looking at massive bone, and I'm not an expert in this, but anything in the 180 range on the Boone and Crockett scale, you know, you're looking at something that's really, really nice. And as my friends say, when you take one, because they want to kind of rub you the wrong way, they'll say, "Boy, sure would have been a nice one next year."
It can always get bigger.
Exactly.
Is what they're saying. You know, and that is becoming, hunting is becoming an interesting aspect. As we get busier and busier, the younger generation isn't necessarily coming up. There's less land to hunt. It's getting very expensive, so only the very wealthy can afford to, you know, rent land in Brown County and come in their private jet and touch down and you know, go out and try to get these big bucks. But just the average Joe could go out, and on any given day, you can have pretty good luck.
Absolutely, and that's really what deer hunting is all about, is the family aspect of this thing. My daughter and I love to go. We were talking about it last night. We're looking so forward to deer camp, and that's really what the Deer Classic is all about in Brown County. It's taking a deer camp and bringing it all together in one spot and letting you experience that. The mounts that you talked about, that bragging wall, there'll be 40 to 50 amazing deer that are on that. And you know, the young people, the kids at this school, they really have a vested interest, because they've been out selling loaded gun safe tickets and working their tails off to also support this thing. And that is just an amazing part of the event that people don't hear about very often. But these kids, they work
understand.
Pretty hard.
They
understand, and they work hard to support it.
How much money do you think you'll make from this? Do you disclose that?
I hope a lot. I hope a lot.
And you always hope for more than last year. Is that always possible? Is it always growing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We see growth every year. Our committee works very hard to look at our expenses and to increase our sales. So, yes, it's a group effort, and I think that we will. And if we don't, we will next year.
Okay.
Yeah, glasses always half full, Mary.
Aaron Cassing is not good. First of all, they are going to make more money. And second of all, there's no way he's not going to have that happen. Sneak peek, Friday night, 4 to 7, absolutely free to walk through at St. Mary's School. Saturday, it all gets underway. Doors open at what, about 5 o'clock?
About 5:30.
About 5:30, yes. Okay. Yep. There'll be a line. Get in there. Get to see everything. Get all your packages. Get upgrade. Get your packages up to 110 guns raffled off. This Polaris Ranger, which anyone would love. Again, you know, you don't even have to go hunting. Just anybody out in the great outdoors would love that. Sturhan Jewelers, guys, you come home with that. She won't care that you go deer hunting. Of course, you know, I always say that, and ladies go, we go hunting, too. We go hunting, too.
Absolutely.
Just because I'm like, I'll be the eater, you be the provider.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll be back in the cave with the fire. You go bring it, drag it home, you know.
Or you could be riding the e-bike that Two Wheel Trading Company is giving away. Maybe you'll win that.
I would look so good coming
to
work on
that. Look amazing at 29 miles an hour going down Broadway.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've never driven that slow down Broadway.
How about on a bike?
I love it. Okay, folks, bcdeerclassic.com, bcdeerclassic.com. If you're up in the Mount Sterling area, stop by Cassing Lumber. There'll always be room for one more. They can throw another log on the fire. What are you serving? Are you serving something that, you know, you can keep adding more soup to the...
Pork chops, baked potato, salad, dessert, all types of drinks will be available in our tent outside. Amazing games there, and we really appreciate the support of Farm and Home Supply, Krupp's family, and Quincy Mack, and being our presenting sponsors this year, Mary.
Okay. It can't happen without all of you. The WebsterAuctioneers.com, WebsterAuctioneers.com. Get on there right now and see what you can buy right now. If you want a trailer, if you want bourbon packages, pistols, a blind, an e-bike, guns, a Polaris Ranger. My God, they've got it all at bcdeerclassic.com. The great thing about it is, if you think, well, I shouldn't spend that much money, yes, you should, because it all goes to a good cause.
Spend
How
early?
Many kids? How many kids at school now?
Oh, there's over 140.
Wow.
Yeah, and that number continues to grow each year. You know, at some point, we're probably going to be building on.
That is so fantastic.
That's awesome.
To hear.
That
would
is
you,
awesome.
Would you please tell Quincy how to do that? They seem to be having some other problems. But we'll talk about that another day, not with Aaron Cassing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate the time.